Hi, everyone. This is Angel Life Makeover, and this is Andrea Dumbecki from angelfairyhealing.com. I'm excited to be here in the new year to bring in some angel messages for 2023. It's always a great time to check in with the angels, set the vibe of the year, and just do some clearing out and really bring ourselves present, letting go of the past and bring ourselves present. So I have a few announcements before I get started on today's podcast. I do have a New Year's Angel Soul Activation class coming up next Thursday, January 19th, and that will be recorded. It also comes with a workbook and additional meditation, and we'll be doing a live one-hour recording to just really connect with our angels and activate our angelic soul potential for 2023. I'm super excited to work with the angels to bring in these new ascension codes. Upward and onward, we are moving forward. I'm also offering a New Year's reading. That's a single reading or a three-reading package. And those are special rates for the new year reading. I am also featuring the Winter Fairy Class Collection, and that's a collection of 3 months of fairy classes. I keep adding to that collection, and I'm excited to offer that to everybody because I do believe the fairies have wonderful gifts for us to embrace the winter season, which is exactly what I'm doing in South Dakota. We've had lots of snow, lots of frost. It's really beautiful. But it also slows you down and really makes you kind of stay grounded, stay put. And so I've really been connecting and journeying with those winter fairies. So let's get started on today's theme, which is angel messages for 2023 and really clicking into the energy of the year, taking inventory, reviewing where we're at, where we're going, where we've been. I'm really feeling lots of karmic healing, lots of ancestral healing, and lots of personal growth. We have our personal growth cut out for us. I keep getting the card, face your challenges. Ooh, been listening to lots of self-help audiobooks, and it's almost like emotionally painful to keep digging on our stuff, but you know, we have to do that. We have to do our shadow work to face the things that make us uncomfortable, right? Our challenge, and this is the first message I think that the angels are bringing in for 2023, that our challenges, the places that make us uncomfortable, the places where we have conflict with ourselves, with others, the places where we got our stinking thinking, those are all being shown to us so we can clean out the closet. Where do we have negative beliefs, stories, memories? Where can we bring some more positive energy? Where can we do our work? Where can we face our deep feelings, whether that be about childhood, about our family, about what we feel we failed at in life, or really feeling like we haven't done enough, or we've compared ourselves to others, or maybe we don't understand why we can't achieve our dreams. It's a really great time for us to go within and do that work. And the core of that work is self-love. I was listening to Louise Hay, a great classic. You can hear your life. It's free on YouTube. And just the continual reminder of self-love and to stop putting ourselves in this situation where we keep saying, I should be this, I should be that. I think we were all kind of born into that. When we go into society, it's always like you should be this, right? You should be smarter. You should be prettier. You should be thinner. You should be richer. You should have a better family. You should have went to a better school. There's so much shoulds in comparison. And it really blocks the joy of each and every one of us living our own unique life, whether we're a hermit or a farmer, or we're a CEO or a singer or whatever we are. We have to live our own unique destiny that we have contracted to live in this life. So before I go further and bring in the energies of 2023 with the angels, let's touch our hearts, connect with our angels, and just ask that the highest and best messages and energies come through for us and for everyone listening. We're blessing everybody listening, and we want to connect with the angels intuitively and listen. We're going to check in. We're going to have that New Year's meeting with our angels. What do the angels want to share with us? What are the general themes of 2023? And also, I recommend taking some sacred time to make a vision board, do some journaling. maybe do a little ceremony to release the past and move forward. Easy ways to do that is just write a list of things you want to let go of, forgive, clear out of your life, rip that up, throw that out, bury that. You could light a candle. It's really great to take that time to release the old and move forward with a positive mindset, right? We want to focus on joy. And this is a really important message right now, is that sometimes we don't know how things can change, how things can heal, how things can manifest, but we have to keep asking, right? We have to keep asking our angels. Angels, I need more financial security. Angels, I need a better job. Angels, I need less conflict with my family. Angels, I need a better relationship with my body. Angels, I need to get over this trauma from the past, or I need to forgive this person who's hurt me, or I need support healing grief. Whatever you need healed in your life, it doesn't matter if you don't know how that's going to be healed. You just know that there's discord there, that there's some growth that needs to be there, and we need to expand our perspective. And also understand the seasons of our life, that we go through different seasons of our life, and our ego thinks we need to be in a different place sometimes. So we want to just surrender to the now, to where we are, and to the grace and the perfection of it. So with that said, anything that you are not at peace with in your life, maybe there's something you're impatient about. Maybe you keep asking for your life partner and they haven't showed up. Maybe you keep asking to manifest that house or career or a certain amount of money and it hasn't shown up. Maybe you asked for a healing that never came, or maybe you asked for a healing for someone else and it never came. All of those things really come down to surrender. You know, even as prayer warriors, healers, light workers, we can only control so many things. We have to live within the currents of the universe. And I always say this, when I pray for a solution, two things happen. That situation can disappear, or that situation can heal. Like if it's a job or a relationship, you know, sometimes we don't know the outcome. We don't know if it's supposed to end or it's supposed to heal, but we give that up to God, the angel. Same thing with people and health. We give that up to God. It's in God's hands. And we ask for that grace, and we ask for discernment about what our place is. Remember, because we're not this universal savior, we don't have superpowers. We have gifts that we can use to help people, but we cannot control the currents of the universe. We can try to connect with God, connect with our higher self, and see the grace that's underlying things. But that's been one of the hardest things to realize, especially with the law of attraction and all these beautiful teachings, is that we can bloom within certain circumstances, but we cannot control everything, right? So we have to always bloom within the cracks, bloom where we are planted, and really move with the universal currents and really be honest with ourselves. So with that said, another theme this year is releasing that ego that says, I can only be happy if things are a certain way, or always finds things wrong. When we look with our heart, when we look with our higher self, we see the rightness of everything, that everything is working towards our evolution, towards our fulfillment of our karma. And karma can be two-sided. Karma can be debt. Maybe, you know, you have to help someone because they helped you in a past life. So they're in front of you and they need help and you have to help them. Or it could be like the fulfillment of a desire. Maybe you want to dance on Broadway. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to travel to India or Italy. So we have those two ways that our karma works. I think there's actually more ways. Another way karma can work with challenges, overcoming fears, right? We keep meeting the same person who puts us down, or we keep wanting to succeed in something and we don't know how. So we have to keep hitting that discomfort of growth. So karma is big this year. Karma can also have to do with relationships, healing in relationships, assertiveness in relationships, discernment. So bringing in that karmic healing this year, bringing in that grace and understanding with our challenges, and also bringing in that we are the ascended self now. We're not our self from 5 years ago or 10 years ago. We are a new person right now with more life experience, and we can bloom in a new way. gathering all of the beautiful things from the past and recreating ourselves in a way that we've never been, right? And I think that's really important to remember that we can't go back to who we were, but we can become a new, expanded, renewed version of ourselves. So what is that new version of yourself for 2023? And I really believe that even though we are adults, we keep growing up. We grow up into leadership. We grow up into mastery. What are we mastering in ascension? I always say we're mastering three categories. We are mastering manifestation, healing, and intuition, right? Those things to me seem to encompass all parts of life and mastering reality. So think about that, about how you can practice manifesting, healing, and intuition or channeling, or really connecting with that universal mind of knowledge that we can always access because we have all of the answers and we really want to start to cultivate the powers that we have forgotten. So let's see what else the angels want to bring in for 2023. First of all, they're really excited to connect with you. They say, keep asking for what you need. Even if you've been asking for years, keep knocking on that door, keep seeking. It's really about that long haul of perseverance and really opening that heart to where you need to be in each moment. So let's take some deep breaths and really bring in some angel healing for 2023. And we want to really let go of the year before 2022. We want to bring grace and understanding to all the challenges that we faced. We want to move forward with love, courage, positivity, and we're really bringing support to anyone who has gone through a loss or a challenge in 2022. 2022 was very, very intense for me. I lost my father, and that was a surprise towards the end of the year. And so that triggered lots of family healing. Now, I was estranged from my father. I had not had contacted him in a few years. And so it did really trigger some healing on the family. And so I know we need to have patience with that. I have lost my mother years ago. You know, it's almost been 15 years now. So I already had gone through the loss of a parent that I was closer with. And so I kind of understand that grieving process and what's needed. And I really had a lot of epiphanies that it just takes time. We can do counseling, we can do grief work, but it just takes time because that's a big change. It's a big life issue. So I'm sending lots of prayers to anyone else who had gone through any big life issues this year and sending you lots of support, whatever you need, whether that's self-love, rest, travel, counseling, healing. That's really important when we go through these things to know we, one, have a community that we can reach out to others, that others love us, they'll pray for us, and two, that we can talk to our higher self and ask what we need. Maybe you need a specific book or counselor or Reiki or massage or something. Listen to your body, what you need to process that trauma, that change. And so that's really important to listen because we're all different. We all heal in different ways. For me, specific movies were helping that kind of told stories of loss and just that understanding of the process of life. And I keep meeting people who have lost their father within this year. It's a lot of people. So what that means to me is that there's lots of change happening. And when we lose the elders in the family, it's making us evolve more to be that elder, right? We're growing up more and more. And I really felt that when I was looking at certain healers that have passed away, you know, within the past 5 years, you know, great leaders of like essential oils and shamanism, all kinds of things that I grew up with. And I was feeling that loss. And I was asking the angels, what's the message here? And they were saying that the message was that we all have to start to step into our mastery like they did. Like they were powerful channelers of healing for humanity. And they're passing the torch to all of us now. We have to continue their work. We have to continue our spiritual, holistic, shamanic, spiritual work on the planet because the torch is being passed. So that's a really powerful message right now for healers, that it might be hard. You might be faced with shame, persecution. You might think who you are and what you do is wrong. Believe me, I felt all those things. Yet my life purpose as a healer, as an inspirer, as a channeler keeps coming up. So the angels remind us to not be blindsided by our own shame or fear or phobias, looking at the subconscious, the karmic healing, the persecution, the shaming, whether you're, you know, bringing in new mindset beliefs, whether you're bringing in beliefs that go beyond religion, to just know that your work is needed, your work is important. So I'm bringing in some healing confidence for healers right now, and to really know that your work is needed, and it's needed in specific places, and to really find that unique rhythm for you. Now, I've been doing a lot of work on this. You know, how big do you want your audience to be? Where do you want to do your work? And each of us have our own rhythm, whether we're having classes of 3 people or 300 people, whether we're speaking in front of auditoriums, or we're doing our healing work alone in the forest. We go through cycles and rhythms with our healing work, and it's really important to be true to you, take breaks when you need to, and don't put a lot of pressure on yourself to do your healing work in a way that doesn't feel right for you. I used to speak more in person. I used to do bigger events like that. I haven't been drawn to do that. I'm kind of hermit, isolated now in South Dakota. I'm doing most of my work online. I'm writing a lot. Things have changed, and I just don't feel that pull to do in-person events. So I wanted to bring this up for actually all parts of career, that the way that you express your life purpose and career might be changing. It's good to meditate on that, check with your angels, see what feels right for you right now, because what felt right for you 5 years ago might not. But what is right for you is to continue to pursue your healing work in a way that's comfortable for you, whether that's out in the open or it's undercover light work, to keep being true to your healer self and release those karmic energies that say this type of work or free thinking is forbidden, right? Because that's the matrix. We are free thinkers. We are inventing new ways of healing and evolving humanity all the time. No one can oppress that. We have to stay in our power and our truth, stay connected to our higher self. So many soul family healers are getting activated now. We're all activating each other, and it's very exciting. I feel it's part of the codes of the new earth coming through for 2023, and I'm really, really excited about that. So I'm sending lots of prayers for you to find your place as a healer and to connect with the things that are right for you. That means the magnetism of the perfect classes, books, teachings, the things that light you up, that help to spark your spirit and remind you who you are, where you came from, and the freedom that you truly have as a spirit in this universe. So we want to activate one of my themes, especially with my New Year's class coming next week, is angel soul potential activation, bringing in these codes of angelic soul potential as part of our ascension, connecting with our highest and best version of us, because we need confidence right now. We need confidence to face the world, to face the healing that needs to be done. When I was doing earth healing this morning, I saw a big white Merkaba over the planet, and we all can't deny this, that the planet needs healing. Humanity needs healing. The consciousness of the planet needs to be uplifted into love, and we have to hold that vision, not get sucked into the fear of inflation, recession, survival, all of these things, all of these negative energies. We're rising up into a better earth with better systems of sustainability, peace, freedom, safety, nourishing of all people. We want to hold the space for that and not get sucked into the fear paradigms in the media. Now, we've seen cycles of this with COVID and lockdown and all the fear of like lack. And then there was like shortages of food or toilet paper and things like that. We saw that before. So we want to bring love and healing to that. And I really want to bring that up. If anyone's getting sucked into the propaganda of inflation and money issues, know that the money system is evolving and we are infinite creators, magical creators, creating new ways of existing. Money does not control us. We attract everything that we need money is just a vehicle. So we want to shift the consciousness of that and get out of the matrix of any fear propaganda, because I really could feel that being activated in my being just from the media. Like, it's like they keep telling you that this is how things are. And are they really that way when you look deeper? It's like really great to look deeper at that stuff and connect with God, connect with your angels, and connect with the truth. So you want to rise above that fear. Also the fear of COVID and any other pandemics and diseases and health issues. We want to rise the consciousness of that also. And so we just want to bring in some earth healing together. So let's see if the angels have any more messages for 2023. I do feel the medicine women are continuing to awaken. The divine feminine is healing. I feel many feminine healers are those that hold the feminine healing and goddess energies are activating on the planet, but we have our work cut out for us because we have to move through the trauma, the persecution, the karma, and the oppression of the past. But we have to continue to hold space for that energy to rise on the planet again, because humanity is hungry for it and the ancient teachings of the goddess have been lost. What are those teachings? Connections to the earth, Gaia, crystals, plants, animals, intuition, channeling, intuitive healing, and much, much more. But we are hungry for those energies as a race. They've been forgotten. They've been lost, the sacred connection to nature, to the universe, to the stars, to the moon, to the sun, to the plants. All of that is activating. It's what we are seeking. So we're bringing in those codes of healing and remembering as we call in the 5D earth. And the 5D earth isn't always what we think it is. It isn't always like, oh, this evolved modern future. It might be a modern future, but also working more closely in a modern way with nature. So how do we evolve science and nature together in a way with integrity and sustainability? We're seeing all of those beautiful things happening. So we want to release any fear also that we might have about conspiracy theories. I get it. I've grew up with them, but we have to even go above that, that nothing can hurt us, that no one can be against us. And we don't have to play these roles of government or any authority figure oppressing us, right? We want to shatter those karmic things and really take our power back and claim our sovereignty. That's been coming up a lot again, sovereignty. What does sovereignty mean? Wholeness. We are whole. We have everything that we need. We can call it to us because we are super beings in truth. I'm also going to talk about the angel guides that are coming through for the year. The divine feminine angels are definitely coming through. We mentioned that when we talk about the medicine women and the rising of the divine feminine healings that were hidden. And those leaders, those spiritual leaders that were hidden, teachings of Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, the goddesses, sacred healing teachings that we are hungry for. We're seeing that rise. Those angels are helping us. We're also seeing a lot of ascension angels and Metatron helping light workers to step into their power as leaders. We're seeing Archangel Michael help with that also. We're also seeing ancestral angels coming through because we want to really be aware of our ancestral wounds and how to evolve our ancestral line. Why do we want to do that? Because our ancestors are part of us. We carry their wounds. We carry their energy patterns. We carry their belief systems. And in order to heal ourselves and evolve, we must really look at the true challenges and wounds of our ancestors so we can co-heal with all of them, right? So we're seeing the ancestral angels. We're also seeing a lot of rainbow angel energy, and the rainbow angels are really holding space for the new rainbow children. They're continuing to come into the earth with higher codes of consciousness. We are laying the foundations for these new souls that are coming in with higher dimensional levels of peace and knowing and connection, and the earth needs to change for them. Society needs to change for them to accommodate them. So we're seeing that we are laying the foundation for that. So let's see what other angels are coming through. for everybody, and I definitely feel the life purpose angels coming through. It's the time to express your life purpose, music, creativity, writing, speaking, whatever your deepest heart-centered desire is. It's time to follow the path of that, believe in that even more, which can be challenging for some of us in creative fields. We feel like we're going against the grain, or maybe our family members judge us, or maybe we've been programmed that who we are is wrong. We want to clear that, because the life purpose angels are really reminding us that we're only going to be happy if we embrace our unique path, and that is organic path, and it is very unique to us. So it's really good to journal about that, meditate on that, and take your power back, because many of us are really unique people living unique destinies. We're not having one career like our parents did. We're Renaissance people doing many things, and we have to learn how to thrive in this new way, right? Because the whole society and the structure of work and money is changing, and we want to hold space for the highest and best of that. So that's a huge, huge message right now, is that the structure of money, finances, work, living, it's all changing, and we want to envision the highest and best and breathe positive energy into that. We want to rise above fear of change or fear of the unknown. So let's do a quick meditation before we wrap up. We're just going to do a little energy healing with the angels on clearing and releasing 2022, blessing all our challenges, forgiving life for anything we faced that was hard. We're also grateful for the joyful times, grateful for everything that went right in 2022, and we're also asking to learn our lessons with grace and peace and forgiveness. Seeing Archangel Michael coming in, decoding and releasing that year, sending that up to God, releasing it all, blessing it all, and gathering all our energy in the fullness of us and the full potent power of our spirit to walk forward as more confident leaders of the new earth in 2023, knowing exactly where we need to be, strengthening our intuition, strengthening our faith, strengthening our connection to our higher self and our inner wisdom, strengthening our connection to our soul family, and really bringing in the energy of belonging in this year. Many have been moving around. A sense of home is coming up, a sense of true home and true belonging. We're going to see a healing of that within the next few years. So hang in there, everybody. And we're just really bringing in some positive energy for 2023, sending millions of angels to bless your coming year and help you to live in alignment, in joy, and flow with the highest and best path of your life. I'm Andrea Dumbecki, and this is Angel Life Makeover. I'm excited to connect with all of you. I have a New Year's class on the 19th. You can find out more about that on my website. I'm also offering New Year's Angel reading sessions, and I have lots of other classes in my library. I also have a free Facebook group. If you want to come there, it's Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki on Facebook. And I'm in there all the time sharing lots of fun, inspiring things. Happy New Year, everybody, and thank you for listening.